This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hi, this is Ron Barris, just checking in.
Well, we met Ron last week at this time on this program. He's a member care person for ABWE, and he has already introduced us to what he calls the five essentials for building lasting relationships.
The five essentials are respect, honesty, commitment, acceptance, and forgiveness.
Now, let's hear some more of what Ron Barris has to say about building lasting relationships.
We've been talking about the significance of relationships and the importance of building them to last. Among the many factors that are important in building lasting relationships, there are at least five which are essential. These five essentials of building lasting relationships are respect, honesty, commitment, acceptance, and forgiveness. We've been looking at this matter of respect. Respect is demonstrated by listening. I know someone respects me, and they know I respect them when active listening is taking place. A second essential is the counterpart of respect, which is honesty. I demonstrate respect by listening to you, and I demonstrate honesty by speaking truth to you in a loving manner. Honesty, this is the second essential in building lasting relationships. As respect defines the existence of a relationship, honesty defines the depth of a relationship. My relationship with you will be just as deep as my honesty is towards you. And my honesty is going to go as far as my trust in you extends. As we open the Bible, the very first thing we discover about God is that He speaks. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, says Genesis chapter 1. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God brooded upon the face of the waters. And God said. The first thing we learn about the true and living God from the Bible is that He is a God who speaks. And He doesn't just speak, He speaks with power, as well as absolute honesty. What He says will happen. What He promises, He will do. What He speaks, we can count on. No ifs, ands, or buts. Words that describe God's kind of communication are truthfulness and honesty. The opposite of relationship-building communication is relationship-destroying speech, characterized by deception, misleading, and dishonesty. This includes speaking direct lies, but also allowing others to believe lies by remaining silent in the face of assumed falsehood. Ephesians 5:15 further amplifies the ninth commandment, which says, "You shall not bear false witness," by saying, "Stop lying, but speak the truth to one another, for you belong to each other." Our motivation in speaking truth should include a desire to demonstrate love and concern for the person we're speaking to. That is, a desire to bless and ultimately help the other. This is important to remember when tension increases and one is tempted to spout off facts, intending to wound or put people in their place. This is not the way of Christ. Not only our motivation, but also our manner of speech should demonstrate love. Our words should evidence patience, concern, and gentleness. How we speak greatly impacts what others hear. As 2 Timothy chapter 2 says, "And the Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach, patient when wronged, with gentleness, correcting those who are in opposition." My relationship with you will go just as deep as my honesty and your willingness to listen will allow it to go, and vice versa. As soon as I cease to be honest, I've drawn the line on the depth chart of my relationship with you. A brief survey of Ephesians 4, verses 24 to 32, provides a helpful summary for biblical communication. First, Ephesians 4:25, be honest. Stop lying and speak truth, every man with his neighbor. Secondly, keep current. Ephesians 4:26, do not let the sun go down on your anger. Don't sweep hurts under the rug, hoping they will go away. Don't store up offenses. Resolution of conflict requires honest, humble communication. Thirdly, attack the problem, not the person. Ephesians 4:29-31. Accusatory attacks, beginning with "you always" or "you never," only increase conflict. They are exaggerations, and they are not helpful. Remember, the goal is resolving conflict and implementing positive change, not merely assigning blame. Conflict causes tension, and the tendency of the fight-or-flight reaction, running away from the conflict or attacking the other person, are both ungodly responses. In this regard, it is imperative to keep our hearts and attitudes right. Good discussion requires careful definitions. Seek to define the conflict clearly by asking good questions. State your own preferred solution and the reasons for them, and then listen to the other person's perspective and desires. Survey the options, both for the present as well as the future, and then choose a solution you can both live with for now as you work towards better resolution for the future. And lastly, Ephesians 4:32, respond, don't just react. Thoughtful response requires careful listening and well-chosen words. Impulsive reactions are almost always sinful and therefore destructive. The book of Proverbs is filled with reminders that it is the fool who responds impulsively, and he destroys. Here are some do's and don'ts. First, the do's. Do be specific when addressing issues. Do be positive and explain what you want instead of merely hinting at it. Thirdly, do suggest solutions and be willing to negotiate. Don't just complain. Fourthly, do listen with attention and respect. Fifth, do ask questions to get a clearer understanding, but not like a prosecuting attorney. And sixthly, do take responsibility for your own feelings. Don't blame the other person as the bad guy for your own improper response. Now, here are seven don'ts. Don't exaggerate using words like "you always" or "you never." Secondly, don't become a lecturer with complaints and demands or demeaning words. Thirdly, don't become a historian trying to find exceptions in the past over the present mistake that you have made. Fourth, don't become an accountant, constantly correcting every minor detail of someone else's story. If it doesn't matter, leave it alone and learn to listen. Fifth, don't interrupt or finish other people's sentences. This is, frankly, rude, and it also shuts them down, making them less willing to be honest with you. Sixth, don't let the sun go down on your conflict. Make every reasonable effort to settle the differences as soon as practical. And lastly, don't delve into serious conflict issues when either you or the other person is tired. It will limit your ability to listen, to maintain self-control, and to be objective. Postponing a discussion is not avoiding it. It is seeking a timely opportunity that will increase the likelihood of a successful conclusion to the conflict. May the Lord help us all to be good communicators who show respect by listening and who are honest, speaking truth in a loving manner.
Thanks, Ron. And we'll look forward to hearing more from you next time as we learn more about the importance of lasting relationships and what it takes to build a lasting relationship. Ron Barris is a member care person with ABWE.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.